Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming in and checking out the Leon LeGray podcast. I hope you guys are having a splendid and chill evening wherever you are. So today I am recording this podcast on a Sunday. And I have to say, though, life has just got a little weirder. But at the same time, it's been okay. I have to say it has been very, very okay on my side. Which to me, I have to say, like, with so much going on in my life and so much happening, that it's a lot of things are just moving pretty fast because due to the 2022 move that got going on, and just to announce everybody that a move is happening, and that's why it's just been keeping me from podcasting since yesterday. And plus, I still got things to sell off my house, which I'm going to be staying here at my residency any longer. It's been close to 20 years. I am ready for the move to go back to Florida. And for me, I'm very excited to make this move. And for me, it's something I've kind of rejected this move a long time ago. And coming from me and my side, the side of things right here too, here in my own family and what's been going on. And I will say this here in this episode, I will be getting into talking about a few things. Today I will talk about Facebook briefly, because I know that Facebook, I've discussed about Facebook plenty of times in my plenty of episodes, but I know more information has come out ever since of last week, and haven't covered it too much, or haven't even gotten through talking about it. So that's one thing I'd like to talk briefly about later on in today's episode. And so that's what I am going to be going through in today's episode. So that's what's going to be happening. And also the main story I do wanted to talk about the most, which is the Twitch source code creator earnings exposed in 125 gigabyte leak. So, so this is a very, very huge deal. And this is what I do want to go ahead and talk about here on today's episode, which I know this is a very big deal, which I know a lot of you have heard about this already. And for me, my mind is pretty much as basically has tells me a lot about what Twitch is going through and what is really how incompetent Twitch has become, really, if you look at it this way too. But I would definitely get into today's episode and talk more on today's show about it. But going back with the move, like I've said, I'm very excited to see where the move goes. And it looks like the move is going to end up happening around February of 2022. And for all you guys that not heard or heard of, well, I will go ahead and bring this out, is that my mom is getting married in 2022, of which they're preparing to do a Valentine's wedding for next year, which is quite exciting for my mom, you know. So she's found someone even after a long time, which I have to say, it is definitely quite strange to hear the news about this after some some weeks ago, really. And to tell you, I have a little bit of mixed feelings with it too. For one, I felt that the marriage is rushed up too, but at the same time, I know my mom is looking to get out and do something else different in her life instead of having to stay in Georgia. And I know that's what my mom wants, but however, so that's just been big news here in the LeGray clan, I should put it. So that's just been a very big deal too. And also the reason I haven't even streamed on Twitch today and yesterday, because for one, I've just been having this weird headache and also eye issues as well. But thankfully, I am working on this podcast with anti-blue light glasses, which has helped me a lot throughout this time, which speaking of, tomorrow I'm going to be going to a local eye doctor if the eye doctors are open on the holiday. If not, probably the following day as well. So we'll see. We'll see. But speaking of glasses, I want to go ahead and go through today's sponsor. And today's sponsor, which is very appropriate to bring this up since I'm talking about glasses and eyewear, which, by the way, for those that you guys may not have heard on my previous channels on sponsorships, I just want to go and bring you Zennies. Zennies is something I've been using all the time, especially my 80% dark sunglasses when there's times that are very, very sunny, tons of light outside. And then there's times when I'm inside, I use these specialty anti-blue light glasses to protect my eyes for long work times when I'm using a computer on an everyday basis. And I know at some point within the next 2 weeks or 2 weeks and a half, I'm actually purchased some gamer glasses. So for me, that's a big deal because that's something I will be using for long periods of time and for long gameplay hours, which I have to say, I'm very excited to use anti-blue gamer glasses, something that's going to be used on a daily basis. And that's going to be something I will be using a lot too. And which, in speaking of, for gamer glasses, I will be using the ones for prescription, which will be an other order I'll be making pretty soon, which that'll be very exciting. And so thankfully there'll be a prescription about that too, coming in within the next 2 weeks or so, maybe, hopefully. But with the eye doctor situation, I will suggest that if you guys don't know your pH, I say that go to your local eye doctor, your local place that's in your area that does eye doctoring, that will give you your pH, your correct accuracy of your pH before ordering any prescriptions on Zennies. So go ahead, check out the referral link down below for Zennies. Go ahead, do so. Not only you'll help your eyes, but it'll help you out long term as well too. Trust me, I've played games such as Resident Evil 4, Game Boy Color games, PlayStation 2, and so many media throughout the years that I wished I had something like this for before I end up ruining my eyes over the time I became an adult. But now here it is, Zennies blue light glasses. Go ahead, check it out. And last and not least, and to get the sponsorships out of the way, it is Grubhub. It is a great deal. So if you guys are in the United States, if you're looking to make a quick order for at any time of day, where it will be mornings, afternoons, or a chill evening, just like I did tonight, you go ahead and make yourself a quick order for any place that's available for you to use Grubhub, or any area that accepts Grubhub. Go ahead and check out Grubhub using the affiliate link down below. All right, so let's get started with our first segment, which I am going to be going in and talking pretty briefly about Facebook and the leaks that came out of earlier last week. It was actually midweek, believe it or not. It was back on a Wednesday last I've heard it. And the leaker that talked about it, in fact, let me bring this up. Frances Haugen. There you go. So Frances Haugen. So pretty much she is the American data engineer and scientist and product manager and whistleblower of Facebook that pretty much leaked tens of thousands of Facebook internal documents to the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is the SEC here in the United States. So this is very interesting. Where this is going, and for me though, I haven't said too much of an opinion about it too. What I can say in common about the whole situation is that Facebook is in another rotten mess. and no surprise whatsoever. So if you guys haven't followed Facebook, you know that it's just another mess that they've put themselves into. And you know what I understand the story, she pretty much brought this up on upon the U.S. government, all that right there, which pretty much she pretty much exposed Facebook for what it is right now. So now on this news right here that's coming from WMUR9, which wherever this newscast is coming from, well, I will go ahead and read this story right up to you guys. So just to give you a brief summary of what this is all about and what this is. The Facebook whistleblower, who released tens of thousands of pages of internal research and documents indicating the company was aware of various problems caused by its apps, including Instagram's potential toxic effect on teen girls, called out on Congress to take action against the social media platform in testimony before a Senate committee Tuesday. Frances Hagen, a 37-year-old former Facebook product manager who worked on civic integrity issues at the company, faced questions from the Commerce Subcommittee about what Facebook owned Instagram knew about its effects on young users, among other issues. I'm here, and so Frances Hagen, which states this at this opening, which says here, "I am here today because I believe that Facebook's products harm children, stoke division, and weaken our democracy," she said during the opening remarks. "The company's leadership knows how to make Facebook and Instagram safer, but won't make the necessary changes because they have put their astronomical profits before people. Congressional action is needed. They won't solve this crisis without your help." She emphasized that she came forward at great potential risk because she believes we still have time to act, but we must act now. So I won't go through this article, this whole thing right here, but really I will be going through the rest of the article coming up later on a later episode at some point, because I know how the news cycles in tech works. But for me, I will say that this doesn't surprise me one bit. I mean, with all the teen girls using Instagram and all the adults out there just using Instagram, which I myself use it because, for one, I use it to talk with family members, which for me, one family member in particular that I used to talk to on Facebook. And to me, that question's about the integrity of Facebook and how this is going to continue on. To me, I'm actually sort of glad that I don't use Facebook anymore. And to me, there's going to be, like I've said before, so many alternatives are going to arise out of this too. And I know many alternatives have come up. Many have. Again, I don't know how many people are going to end up jumping ship overnight. So there's a question about that too. And the question about this is if there's going to be people out there that are going to end up jumping ship and jumping through the next upcoming social media that's not going to use their data for pretty much for miscellaneous reasons or anything like that, which to me it is very ballsy for someone to open about this too. And again, where I will say about this, and not to take too long about this story, is it looks like they want to regulate Facebook, a social media company, and I have an issue with that as well. And the other issues I can see about placing regulations alone is, for one, How is that going to work out too? And I would figure out that people would use the powers bestowed upon them to use it to jump into other social medias out there that will arise out of this too. And regulation isn't going to be something that it's going to end up working. It's just not. For me, that's just a bad idea. I think you got to let Facebook fail and let more platforms arise out of this. Because at this point, if you end up bringing more regulations, just my opinion, but my theory about this whole thing is that if you start bringing in regulations, all the government will do at that point will end up screwing things up. And to me, you've just got to let things compete, and you got to let Facebook fail. I mean, it's just simple as it is. You just got to let them fail, because if they cannot pretty much be complacent or do anything to fix this at this point, you just gotta let them just die off. It's like MySpace. Like who's gonna go inside MySpace of today? And you don't see the government today doing anything to regulate MySpace, right? And I'm just saying to myself, like, you gotta let Facebook die off, and that's the only way we're ever gonna have a free open market competition too. And I never have heard anything like any story that Twitter was gonna end up getting, let's see, getting more profits out of the government, or pretty much getting subsidiary money out from the U.S. government, which to me that would be quite ridiculous to you hear. Twitter getting some back US government backing fundings, which that would be a ridiculous idea for one. Like, let's say if Twitter cannot end up competing or cannot continue to stay afloat, I mean, that's going to be on Twitter's fault for not keeping the platform relevant, alive, or keeping things innovative and fresh. And that's my issue. I can't quite partake on this as well. So, yeah, that's my a little bit of an issue right there too, and which I will end up going more details about Facebook later on throughout the week, and continue more about Francis Haugen's congressional hearing, which I will be bringing up by middle of the week for next episode. So the big story that came out as of late of this week that pretty much has brought in a lot of just a lot of things that came out from Twitch this week, which is the Twitch source code creator earnings exposed in 125 gigabyte leak. So this is a big deal right here too. And I've thought about this over and over in my head about if I should even still consider going and being an affiliate with Twitch after all this leak. So getting on to this too, I think this is a very big issue that they've not fixed, and this has been happening all the way back since 2015. So I kind of quite question what's going on with this company, and we're gonna go ahead and read this right here. So coming in from the source of today, so let me just go ahead and bring this up. And here it says, Twitch admits to breach but is unsure of the extent. So in Ars Technica's article, which it says, in a 4chan post seen by Arx today, an anonymous user claimed to leak 125 gigabytes of data lifted from 6,000 internal gift Twitch gift repositories. The forum poster mocked Amazon's acquisition of Twitch, writing, "Jeff Bezos paid $970 million for this, and we're giving it away for free." And then continue below, it says the hacker wrote that the purpose of the leak was to cause disruption and promote competition among video streaming platforms. The hacker further said that Twitch's community is a disgusting, toxic cesspool. I think I have to agree right there too. I don't think not all of it is as toxic that he says, but there's quite some truth to it too, believe it or not. And here it says Twitch has admitted to the breach, but has not responded to ARK's questions. It appears that even Twitch isn't aware of the full extent of the breach, as the company is still working out the details. Oh my God. So there's a huge red flag when I read about this as well. And it didn't to say that Twitch isn't aware of the full extent of the breach, as a company is still working out the details, which tells you right there, how come this was not addressed sooner? And I've been reading from one article and then the other article saying that this has been going on since 2015. And this tells you right there is what I've checked and seen from other creators that were on Twitch and moved on to YouTube. I mean, again, this is going to hurt Twitch the most. This is going to hurt Twitch. And you're going to see a lot of people getting out of Twitch and moving elsewhere to stream. This is a very big issue that should never have happened, but it did. And I'm thinking to myself, who's working on the data security on Twitch going over about this too? So this is pretty crazy here. So I'm going to go over on the details on the article. And so give you the full details, which here says update. In an advisory posted yesterday at 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Twitch has blamed a data exposure on a server a configuration change that was subsequently accessed by a malicious third party. As the investigation continues into accessing the full impact, Twitch states, at this time, there is no evidence to indicate that login credentials were leaked. Additionally, Twitch does not store full credit card numbers, and as such confirms these were not and could not have been exposed. Earnings of top Twitch creators revealed, which I checked right there too. And this is going to be a doozy here, which it says here, the same thread on 4chan also claimed to expose creator payout reports from 2019 until now. Find out how much your favorite streamer is really making. Notified by 125 gigabyte archive is titled Part 1, alluding to the possible of future leaks. The small subset of data seen by ARK shows the earnings of the top 10K Twitch users next to their usernames. An updated list is posted by game creator Senior and a Twitter user who analyzed the dump posts, a detailed breakdown of the payouts. So, yeah. After going through the payouts and how much your favorite content creators have made, yeah, this is a big, big deal. And let me just stop right here before I go through there. In fact, if you look at the link over at arkstechnica.com, you'll see the payouts from any of your creators that you watch. Normally, it'll be like big creators from Amarif to, let's see, Summit G1G, Lou Wig, and oh, who else is on it? Destiny. Okay, yeah, I heard of Destiny, yeah. And what else that I, which names I actually recognize from this list. But anyways, there's such a humongous list that you guys can look over and just check it out yourselves, because this is insane that this is a huge thing. And the thing about it is that this is coming from top Twitch creators. And, you know, this is not a good thing to expose anyone's privacy and who makes a lot of money. So that's the that's the issue I get about this. I get about this because this is a very much of a big privacy concern as to why this was not addressed, and how come they how come it the payers the gross payouts are being revealed right off a 4chan board, which that tells you something. Why or how come it's out there and exposed for everybody to see that? And honestly, I don't give a crap how much they make, believe it or not, too. But I just think that it just goes far and beyond right there. And it is a big deal. And that's why I'm saying that right now this leads to tons of questions of how come this hasn't been fixed soon. And also, the fact of the matter is that this should have been fixed so long ago too. In fact, I don't know, like, if I should say that it's a blessing I'm not going to continue on streaming on Twitch or what. But over time, after reading this, I've really looked into it, and I've pretty much said that, is it going to be worth my time streaming with a company that's so incompetent that they're not able to put privacy and security first and cover people's backs on this? So there's the question right there. There's the question. I'm just scratching my head as I, how come this hasn't been addressed? And however, if you are a streamer on Twitch, if you are, it doesn't matter, big or small streamer, I will suggest anybody or if anyone that have done so, I would say go ahead and do so. Change your passwords. Do all the common sense things that a lot of the creators have pretty much have said out there, is just do what you have to do. Change the passwords, change the stream keys, so that way you guys can keep yourself protected at all costs right there. So trust me, it's better to have done it now already than to do it late as it is. Because let's just face it, it'll be worse that if you've not done it by now too. Because, and again, you don't even know if your information is going to be out there and being compromised, which I've already done so, and I'm happy that I did whenever I did so. So, yeah. But either way, it's going to be quite of a doozy, because I know I've talked to one of my best friends, and he's actually considering the stream. In fact, before YouTube has brought up, I know he's thought about Twitch, but ever since the news, since the middle of the week, he said that, hey, what do you think I should stream? Is it okay to stream on YouTube with the daily? I'm not so sure. I said, yeah, I'm not so sure too, but what I can tell you is, hey, that's fine if you stream on YouTube. Besides, that's your choice right there. But again, I say what I can tell anybody is do what you want. But if you think that you can give a company another chance on this, and if you think that this is going to be something that that they're going to end up addressing this issue, I don't know. To me, we've seen red flags coming all over Twitch as far as the bot follows, which I've had that happen to me plenty of times on my channel. And I don't even know that any of the people on Twitch or the administration on Twitch has gone through to fix this. The DMCA issues, which to me, the DMCA issues is not as huge of a deal as what we're seeing with the data leaks, which to me, this is much, much worse than the DMCA issues. I mean, I'm sure that Twitch can go ahead and revive themselves a bit after they resolve that issue once that's done. But I think what will help them out for me, and the way I can put it right there, is they've got to fix this. before Twitch will start collapsing and tumbling down, because there's going to be a time that if they don't address this sooner, that's going to be game over between Amazon and Twitch. And who knows which other company is going to end up buying Twitch out if the profits for Amazon, that's not going to make the enough profits for Amazon anymore too. Then that means Amazon is going to have no choice but to sell Twitch and give it to another company for that fad as well too. So who knows? And I don't have Prime, but if you guys have Twitch Prime, good on you. And to close this off for today's episode, and one of the things I can say about this is that there's going to be a lot of people going to consider if they're going to want to stay on Twitch or leave. And to me, I'm actually going to go ahead and play around with another service. It's not going to be YouTube for me. I know a lot of people said about YouTube streaming service, and I know Facebook have their own gaming service, but I don't trust the two. I don't trust neither of the two behemoths to use for streaming. Which for me, Facebook and YouTube has had enough scandal stories over the months and the years already. To me, at this point, I'm going to look into something else that I can put my data and trust to. And I've been looking up on Trevo.live, and it's something I'm going to try out one day over the weekday and see how that goes. So Trevo is going to be something I am going to use out. And one of the things I will say about Trevo is it is still in beta. The beta, I don't know how long the beta has been around, but ever since I've signed up, the beta, it's been around for about several months, I've understood. But there could be some potential, good potential of being a good replacement. So if I could put it out right there. But, you know, I think that's something I'd love to go forward and see how Trevo works for me. Though I'm not going to stream on Twitch all the time. After hearing this, it doesn't really look good on Twitch. Quite honestly, it's not a good picture on Twitch. The whole thing is just really much a big disaster on their... it's a big PR disaster, I can put it this way. And the fact that they could not fix this at all in the first place, which pretty much is big, big upset right there too. Well, again, I don't know. And I don't know what to say, because to me, Twitch's future is definitely looking quite narrow, looking and going forward on this. It's just not healthy. And to see where a company started from this independent streaming service that got bought out from Twitch back in 2014, which I know a lot of people, there's been a lot of people that I know that started on Twitch before 2014. And this is cool though. And it's a pretty cool thing that there's so many people that stuck around Twitch in that service for a very, very long time. I mean, I've started using Twitch around probably clearly at the same time when Twitch got purchased around 2014. So I started as a viewer, and then 1 year later, I continued on as a streamer, which is pretty sweet. So I have to say, though, I had tons of fond memories with Twitch throughout the early days, and I've seen it grown. I've been through 2 TwitchCon events in the West Coast and one in the EU, TwitchCon EU, which was a pretty cool experience. I loved it a lot. Back pretty much it was 1 year before the pandemic, and I have to say those were pretty happy times. But now it's starting to become very narrow, and I hope it doesn't go from narrow to being such a grim future. And that's where a lot of streamers that started away on Twitch, they may have to consider other alternatives at this point too. I don't know what's the real alternative for Twitch, but again, this is something that everybody that's listening, they're gonna have to decide for themselves to do it. Now, if Trevo works out, then I will stick with Trevo, let's say, and I will do that. Though I won't completely get out of Twitch just as of yet, but this is just pretty much wanna give it some time and give it a trial run on Trevo before making a complete switch out of Twitch at this point. So we'll see, and I'll let you guys know ahead in advance too. So you guys know what to do. Follow me on Twitter, follow me on my socials such as Instagram, which I still have, alternatives such as Minds, Mastodon, you name it. Go ahead and follow me over there, so that way you keep up with all the things and what's happening in my world and what's coming new to me at that point too. So guys, be sure to do that. So, and last thing in my closing, and I just want to go out and say this as well. And before I go, that I'm going to be having a guest on Monday, which is the CEO of Document. So that's pretty interesting. And it's pretty much going to be the CEO of Document, Alex Bachman. Alex Bachman, he's going to be the guest in the show, which I'm going to be talking about Document. And I am very excited to have him on my show coming up on Monday. So it's going to be recorded. A recorded show, and it's going to be released up on YouTube and Odyssey. So go ahead, subscribe to me if you are excited for that episode right there too, on episode 169 coming up pretty soon. So guys, take care. I'm going to go ahead and keep this short. I have tons of things to do on the weekend, especially on Monday, Tuesday, and more so on the way too. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know down at the comments down below on Podchasers or on iTunes review, and let me know what you think about the whole story. And if you are a Twitch streamer or a Twitch viewer, what's your alternatives? What do you think it's going to be? What's going to be looking forward down the road? Now, if you're still deciding, guys, let me know. Or if you're sticking with Twitch, tell me why you're sticking with Twitch. So either way, guys, I am out. This is Leon here with episode 168 of the Leon LaGrave podcast. Thank you for listening. Take care. Have a great evening, afternoon, morning, wherever you are. Peace. For more on the Leon LaGrave podcast, please be sure to follow me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher, or the podcast services of your choice, and subscribe to me on there. And thank you so much for taking a listen. See you all next time.